Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Christy Owens from Owens Fresh Meat Market. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much.
This place is amazing. You just opened here on State Road 15 in Leesburg, the old John Deere tractor facility.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's hard for it to describe. But first of all, let's ask the why. Why did you open up Owens Fresh Meat Market?
Okay. Me and my husband have been farmers pretty much all our lives. We just have a passion for the animals, making sure we have high-quality meat coming in. Well, our two boys are 16 and 17, and they want to come home, and to do that, nowadays, you really got to kind of diversify.
Right.
We want to be where you actually is born on my farm, and then we slice it up here and sell it in our store. No middleman, no nothing. So.
Yeah, well, I've never seen such fresh products, fresh meat, and all your vendors are local as well. Tell us about, you said yesterday you were talking about getting ordering turkeys for Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking, okay, you place your order for your frozen butter ball or whatever. Your process is completely different. Tell us how you go about serving people for Thanksgiving.
Yep, we have it fresh. It's killed that Monday, and you pick it up, and it's so juicy. Once you have a fresh one, you can't go back. Yeah. I think everybody that's ever had a fresh one's like, yeah, well, I'm having a frozen one again.
Yeah, I've never had a fresh turkey. So I place my order, and you order the turkeys here in May or whatever, and they're little chicks,
yep,
or whatever you call
them. Yep, little chicks.
Little,
yep.
Little chicks, and then you grow them, and then just right before Thanksgiving, you butcher them, and right on your, wow, that's fresh. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, can't get any fresher than that, yeah.
No. Now, you're also, are you also a meat processing? If somebody, like, say if I'm a hunter, and I need a deer process, do you do that as well?
We are working on that certification, yep. We have to be open so long statewide before we can go federal.
Okay.
So hopefully by September is what our goal is, to have that part open.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, not only fresh meat, but tell us about some of the other things you serve. Because I know you've got like a deli, a coffee bar, a jerky bar. Tell us just...
Oh, we have a little bit of everything for everyone.
Well, explain everything to us.
My husband is a farmer, and he wanted a sandwich. A sandwich, not a Panera bread sandwich. He doesn't want it hard. He wants just a sandwich with meat and cheese and, you know, some toppings.
Right.
So each one of our sandwiches is custom made. There's a quarter pound of meat on there.
They're huge.
You are never going to go hungry. If you do, I don't. You can get extra meat, but we had a guy get it and said he couldn't even finish it. There was so much.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a half pound of meat. That's a lot of meat you're putting on a sandwich.
A pound of meat, that is a lot.
Yeah.
And you say you're going to be having maybe some soups and stuff in the future, too?
Yep. Hopefully, by the end of the week here, we'll have hot soups going. And then hopefully within the next month, we'll have our hot food to go. We're going to have, you know, we have a rotisserie going. We'll put all kinds of fun stuff in there. That way, you know, you can grab something good for you. Even though it's fast, it can still be a good quality. It doesn't have to be, you know, a fast food chain.
Right.
It could be something good for you.
Well, just looking at your cheese and meat counter, you said you have over 70 different types of cheese.
Yep, there's 70-some-odd cheeses in there from different vendors, different kinds. Yeah, all, you know, and there's more people coming through the door asking us to carry their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your meats are just amazing. I saw fresh brats. I mean, fresh bacon. I saw fresh steak. I saw shish kebabs. I saw fajita mixes. I saw just a little bit of everything. Chicken, pork, beef.
Yep. And they try to get some, you know, stuff that's ready right for your dinner. Fajita mix.
Yeah.
You put it right in your pan and, you know, everything's already there. All you got to do is warm it up.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, cook it. Yeah.
That sounds great. I noticed you have some pastries for breakfast. If people want to stop in and get some cinnamon rolls or things like that.
Yeah.
You can have donuts as well coming in the future.
Coming
here
soon. And we have fried pies. You put those in the microwave for about 15 seconds. Just warm enough, but not too hot. Oh, it's even better. I mean, they're amazing without the microwave, but they're better that way.
I didn't see those.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
I'm going to try them. Yeah.
And you've got like Crystal Springs. You got Crystal Springs, what, milk and ice cream?
Yep. Milk, ice cream, cheeses, yogurts. Yeah. There's nothing better than milk out of a glass. You don't get that plasticky taste. It's just, I mean, my husband's used to taking out the bulk tank. So this is as close as you can get to that.
So your milk that you sell is In glass
containers? It's in glass containers. People bring them back for their deposit. Yep, they recycle them.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
I know.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's great.
Back when they used to deliver to your doors?
Yes, I'm that old. Yes, thank you.
Speaking of that, eventually, hopefully right around Lake Time, we're hoping to do deliveries. We order it online and we deliver it, you know, certain days of the week.
Oh my
right
goodness.
To you. So
I can get a fresh bottle of milk. I can get fresh ice cream. I can get a fresh steak. Mm-hmm. That was just, I mean, you truly are, what, farm to table just instantly almost.
Yeah. And hopefully April 1st, my husband's hoping on opening the ice cream stand. We're originally from upstate New York, and we had ice cream. Like, it is thick, creamy ice cream. It's not gritty. So he's hoping to get something similar to that here. So he's been working with some different vendors trying to find the best quality stuff to put in here.
Yeah, well, I've seen you have so much fresh food. I saw fresh vegetables look like they're just like from a farm, just like a farmer's market.
Yeah.
I saw you have something called the Tipsy Goat. She makes what, soaps and
soaps
things?
And lotions out of goat milk. Yeah. So and then we have a little girl that has some of her products in here. I think she's 9 or 10. Local school right here. Came in with a business plan, and my husband made her work for it.
That's awesome.
He made her go back a couple times and be like, what's your profit margin? You know, making sure that she's thinking about this and not mom's doing it, that
right.
She's thinking about it.
And she's how old?
I want to say she's 9 or 10.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
She's on the younger side, but she has a want to do it, and I'm all for the entrepreneur of young kids and women. And so, yeah. So hopefully, you know, her products do well here, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw fresh preserves out here and jars of peaches. And I saw you have a jerky bar. You make your own jerky.
Yeah. Yep. yeah. And then we have jerky on the other side of our jerky island. Other kinds of jerkies. That way you can taste which one you want, you know. So it's a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah. Well, you've got to get up here and see them. In fact, you're having an open house coming up on March 8th.
March 8th and March 9th. We're doing a ribbon cutting on the 8th. And we'll have a bounce house here. We'll have... barbecue on Friday,
so you're brisket and pulled pork. Oh, mm-hmm. Yum.
Yep, Red, White, and Blue is doing that for us.
Nice.
Yeah, they're local here also. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have giveaways. Some of our vendors have done giveaways for us. We have a $50 gift card that we're giving away. We have some of our vendors actually coming in. I know E-Brewing Company, we're going to start working with them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in here telling you what they have that's going to be coming soon. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the bee guy actually brings his little hive with him.
That'd be neat.
Bees are fantastic animals. Like, we have our own hives, and they're just amazing. If they didn't sting me all the time. Yeah. But, yeah, they're just a very amazing creature. So.
They are. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. And so what are your hours so people know when they can come and visit? And
Monday through Friday, we are open 8 to 6. Saturday, we're open 8 to 3.
Now, is your deli open? Can they get a sandwich?
Yep. Wow. It's open all the time, yeah. And usually there's a cutter on staff during those hours. If custom cutting, the whole point of a butcher is custom cutting. Mm-hmm. You don't see what you want on the counter, ask us. If we have it, if something, you know, we can cut, or say, hey, I don't like the size of that, can you make it half? Or, you know... Usually we can cut it down. Just got to be a little patient because that stuff, you know, especially if we're busy.
Right.
It takes time, but that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that the meat you want is what you get.
That's awesome.
So it's not like going into a box store where you're just picking off, you know, whatever's wrapped. You know, you're watching it get wrapped right there in front of you, and you know what the quality is.
Yeah, I guess.
I've had a couple people say, you know, like, we don't put any dyes in our meat.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever color it is, it is. Some of the hamburgers are like, it looks brown inside because that's the natural color. It's what it should be. You know, it shouldn't be that red dye with all that, you know,
preservatives. I never thought about that before. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you come in and you're like, that looks a little bad. No, that's the way it's supposed to look.
Okay. I guess
so it's just all natural. Yeah.
Commercial hamburgers and stuff had dye in it.
Yeah, it just looks better. It makes you want to buy it more.
Yeah.
The redder it is, the better it looks, right?
That's right.
It's not always true. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for bringing this to Kosciuszko County and to Leesburg, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. You're going to get people coming from the lakes this summer, getting all their fresh steaks right off the grill. And
if you have any questions, ask us.
Yeah,
if you don't know what something is, just, you know, ask, because they're more than willing to answer you and educate you. So.
Now, if someone wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Do you have a Facebook site?
We do have a Facebook. We have a Facebook. Our email is owensfreshmeatmarket@gmail.com.
That's easy enough.
Our phone number is 574-544-2497.
Okay.
So if we don't answer, probably busy, leave us a message. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
We do have some bundles that just came out, and we're releasing more as we move along. And hopefully within the next month, we'll be doing custom cutting, half, quarter, whole, whole cows and hogs.
Yeah.
So that's coming.
Yeah.
Trying to take baby steps.
Well, I love how it's a work in progress, and you can, you know, what you might see here 1 week, maybe you might have new products in the next week, and I love it. And it's all locally produced. That's awesome.
Yeah, we had a lady come in and had a sandwich, and she said it changed her life.
It changed her life. A sandwich changed her
whatever
life.
Whatever peppers we put on there changed her life. So, yeah, it's nice to hear. Nice to hear the positive feedback. So,
Yeah, well, we hope to see you out here at Owen's Fresh Meat Market. And remember, the open house, March 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Come on.
Chicken specials. I know they're working on that, so.
Chicken specials. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, so. Come out and see Christy and tell her you heard her on BizBuzz. Thanks, Christy.
Yep, thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Jason Brown and Candace Balky from 110 Craft Meadery. Welcome, guys.
Hey, welcome.
All right, it's that time of year again. You have an awesome event coming up. Tell us all about it.
We love it. St. Patrick's Day. Irish, leprechauns, golden coins, pots, beer, food trucks, live music. This year is actually starting a little early this year. So usually we do a St. Patty's parlay with NCAA tournament.
Right.
So this year starts the weekend right before the tournament starts. So it's selection weekend. And Candace, what do we got going on?
So we're going to kick it off with a Shamrock Shimmy. So that'll be a 5K fun run. So don your favorite leprechaun outfits.
Oh,
get all
fun.
Your green, all your rainbows, whatever you got. Come out and join us for a 5K. You can walk it, you can run it, you can bring your dog, whatever you want to do. It's going to be a good time. And then we'll open the tent right at 3 o'clock, and we'll do live music. Starts at 4. We have two bands coming on. We have Shiny Shiny Black, and then we also have Be the Band. We'll have food trucks. We have a bunch of beer vendors. And we actually have so many community members contributing this year to our party that it's unbelievable. People are helping. We have Blam is contributing a photo booth. Moving Pictures is doing face painting. We have stuff for kids. We have stuff for adults. So it's going to be a really good time for the whole family.
That's fantastic. I know the last couple of years it's been just amazing. It gets bigger and better than ever every
year. This is, how many years in a row is this? Five?
It's either six or seven.
Six or seven? Gosh, time flies.
Well, when you count in a COVID year, there's that kind of messes things up.
Asterisk in there. It's a great time. You know, a lot, like Hannah said, a lot of food trucks, a lot of beverage vendors, live music. It'll be street side. The city just got the DORA approved, so we're going to be functioning on the DORA this year, hopefully.
Yeah, and what is DORA?
DORA is Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area. But what that means in code is, in years past, we used to have a dedicated beverage area.
A beer jail.
A beer jail. Yeah, I've heard it called that lately. And so now what we don't have to do is we don't have to put you in a beverage jail area. We can literally just let you in the tent. You can roam. You can wander. You can check out other restaurants. You can check out the art gallery downtown, the whiskey bar. You can really just experience downtown all while being a part of the St. Patrick's Day street party.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So it's a lot of fun.
So tell me again. Well, tell us where it is. We don't want to assume people know where this is going to be.
Sure.
So it's going to be on North Buffalo Street, right in front of 110, across from the courthouse. We have the whole street blocked off in front of us. That's where the 5K will start out. That's where the party will take place. That's where all the tents will be.
Sounds like a great event.
Yeah.
Come on. What time does it start?
We start 3 o'clock, and we go until 10. It's a $5 entry to get in, and then everything we're doing is on a ticket system, so $8 per ticket for a food or beverage item.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing this for the last whatever how many years.
Yeah. No, it's been a blast. We get incredible turnout. You know, hopefully the weather holds out for us, but even if the weather doesn't hold out for us, after 6 or 7 years, we've gotten pretty good at heating elements. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have fire pits, we'll have electric heaters, gas heaters. We will have the elements controlled. So trust us on that. We've learned our lessons over the years. But 3 to 10, March 16th, we'd love to have you guys come out. St. Patty's Day, we take cash, credit, donations. We'll even put you to work if you can't pay for it.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you, Candace.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.